Part 2. The Briar Patch. When Br'er Fox saw Br'er Rabbit covered with tar, he laughed and laughed. He walked down the road and said,
"This is a good lesson for you, Br'er Rabbit. You always tricked everyone on the old plantation. This time I tricked you. This is the end of Br'er Rabbit."
Br'er Fox looked at Br'er Rabbit and laughed again. Br'er Rabbit didn't say one word. He was frightened. He didn't move. Br'er Fox looked at his watch and said,
"It's dinner time, and I'm very hungry. I want rabbit barbecue for dinner. Rabbit barbecue is delicious. I must find some wood to make a fire."
Br'er Fox went to look for some wood. Br'er Rabbit started to think. He was a very intelligent rabbit. His eyes moved from left to right. He looked everywhere. Then he saw a briar patch.
"The briar patch can take off the tar, but I can't move. I'm stuck. I must go to the briar patch. What can I do?"
thought Br'er Rabbit. Br'er Fox returned and said,
"I didn't find any wood to make a fire. I can't have rabbit barbecue for dinner, but I can hang you."
"Oh, Br'er Fox, you can hang me, but please don't throw me in the briar patch,"
said Br'er Rabbit. Br'er Fox looked for a rope.
"There's no rope. I can't hang you. How can I kill you?"
asked Br'er Fox. He thought for a moment and said,
"I can throw you in a river or a lake."
"Oh, Br'er Fox, throw me in a river or a lake, but please don't throw me in the terrible briar patch. Please!"
Br'er Fox went to look for a river or a lake. He looked everywhere, but he didn't find a river or a lake. He was angry. He wanted to kill Br'er Rabbit, but how?
"Have you got a heart, Br'er Fox? Please don't throw me into the briar patch,"
said Br'er Rabbit.
"Oh, please."
"Well,"
said Br'er Fox, smiling,
"you don't want to go into the briar patch. That's exactly where I will throw you. Into the briar patch."
Br'er Fox threw Br'er Rabbit into the briar patch. This was exactly what Br'er Rabbit wanted. The tar baby stuck to the briar patch, and Br'er Rabbit was free. When Br'er Fox saw the tar baby in the briar patch, he asked,
"What's happening? Where is that cunning rabbit? Why is the tar baby here?"
Br'er Rabbit ran up the road and then stopped. He looked at Br'er Fox and said,
"You didn't listen to me. I said, please don't throw me into the briar patch. Next time you'll listen to me."
Br'er Rabbit laughed and ran home to have a bath.
"You horrible cunning rabbit! You tricked me again!"
shouted Br'er Fox. He was purple with anger. He looked at the briar patch, and he looked at the tar baby. Then he walked home slowly. He was very sad and angry. Br'er Rabbit tricked him again. Why was Br'er Rabbit so intelligent? When Br'er Fox went into his garden, he sat down under the magnolia tree. He was tired. He looked at the evening sky. He saw the stars and the moon and fell asleep.